Courtney Lavelle is an addiction counsellor and recovery coach who spoke recently at an exhibition for safe injection sites at the Empire State Plaza in Albany.
My addiction progressed really quickly. What started as just drinking on the weekends at parties turned into trying pills that the doctors gave out, and they were harmless and safe, and it was something that was prescribed, so I would try it and my friends were all doing it, and when I put that first pill in my body, it flipped a switch in me that I would have a really terrible time trying to figure out how to turn back off.
Lavelle's story is a familiar one during this national epidemic, which has seen families torn apart and local law enforcement overwhelmed. She became an addict at age 17.
As I said before, I just kind of resigned to the idea that I was going to live the rest of my life and die a drug addict. And I was okay with that because at least I was numb. At least I didn't have to feel the pain that I was feeling anymore.
Lavelle's addiction progressed to the point where she contemplated suicide.
I had nowhere friends. I had become so isolated that I was just detached from life. And I tried to end my life in my car by overdose at 19.
Addicts like Lavelle are abusing everything from legal prescription opioids like morphine and codeine to banned substances such as heroin, which can often be cheaper and more accessible. In 2012, 259 million opioid prescriptions were given out, more than one for every adult in the United States. According to the National Institutes of Health, an estimated 2.1 million people suffered from substance abuse disorders related to prescription opioids, and an estimated 467,000 were addicted to heroin. Furthermore, fatalities from overdosing have quadrupled since 2010. One proposal to tackle the rising death toll is the introduction of supervised injection clinics. The sites, which can be found throughout Europe and Canada, offer a safe place where addicts can legally inject street drugs under the supervision of trained professionals. They provide clean needles and other sterilized equipment, as well as counseling to people who use their services. The idea has even been discussed in upstate New York cities like Ithaca. Liz Evans is the executive director of two harm reduction organizations in Manhattan and was involved with the opening of the Vancouver-based supervised injection clinic Insight, the first of its kind in North America. At the Albany exhibition, she described how the service works.
They're using all sterile, clean equipment, so there's no risk of contracting any diseases. And also, because they're in an environment where they're using safely, they're less likely to contaminate themselves or get an abscess or an infection. And then if somebody overdoses, there's staff right there to intervene.
With no deaths after almost 2.5 million injections at Insight, Evans says the evidence to support the model is exhaustive.
There are 33 incredibly high-profile publications, each of which indicates that Insight and injection sites have a role to play in an otherwise comprehensive system of care. It's not a panacea. It doesn't fix everything, but it prevents people from dying of drug overdose. And when they come in, they don't die. Over 2 million, almost 2.5 million injections have taken place in that site since it opened in 2003, and no one has died. And each time a person comes into that site, there's an opportunity for them to get connected to care.
Such clinics aim to meet drug users at the root of their problem to minimize the harmful effects of drug use, whereas rehabilitation services attempt to cure their addiction. At Insight, around 800 people use their booths daily, with some coming to inject up to 3 times a day. Some believe that this is a more realistic solution than forcing individuals who are not ready to receive treatment into programs only to watch them relapse. Evans says the sites prevent the spread of disease, reduce the number of overdose deaths, and provide a vital point of exposure for drug users who are poorly connected to health services to begin their path to recovery. Others are not convinced. Toronto City Councillor Stephen Holliday recently voted against a proposal from the Canadian Board of Health that approved the opening of 3 new sites in the city.
I don't anticipate that we'll be tracking the individuals that come in. I don't anticipate that we'll have clear records about who's been visiting, where they're from, and whether or not the provision of a safe injection site has been a success from a public health perspective.
Holliday adds,
the answer in my mind is not to treat the symptom, but to treat the overall disease. And, you know, given the choice, you know, I'd rather have people put into healthcare programs that would get them off all substances, not just heroin, might be able to counsel them to get their life on track.
Skeptics worry about allowing such clinics into their communities and wonder whether they just enable addiction. Republican New York State Senator George Amador of the Capital Region is the co-chair of the Heroin Task Force and chair of the Alcohol and Substance Abuse Committee.
Well, I think a supervised injection site are the absolute wrong approach.
Lawmakers included $213 million in their new state budget to address the crisis, providing funds for law enforcement, healthcare professionals, and experts throughout the state.
We want to help them, every individual, overcome their addiction. But we cannot and should not enable them who are bound by an addiction when to go to an injection site to continue to use illegal drugs.
Lavelle, the addiction counselor and recovery coach, believes that continuing with current strategies is misguided.
As a society, we need to do so much more to create those access points for people like myself who are so sick and so isolated that no other messaging is getting to them, that are giving up on life. We need to tell them that they're worth it and they're capable of recovering. And we're not hearing that. The policies and the laws and the treatment system that we have today isn't giving that to people who need it the most.
After initially opposing the supervised injection sites, she is now a firm supporter of the model. Advocates may be split over the best methods for curtailing the addiction crisis, but one thing they all agree on is the importance of eliminating the stigma that surrounds drug addicts. After attempting to end her life, Lavelle managed to conquer her addiction and made a full recovery. She now travels the country helping others to recuperate. But statistics show addicts are more likely to relapse than not, making Lavelle's work an ongoing struggle.
It's our responsibility to find whatever the most innovative approaches are that actually can make an impact and save their lives and help them save their own lives, and because we're all worth it.
Reporting from Albany, this is John Cossé for WAMC News.